I believe God is always speaking. If we pay attention, I think we'll be amazed at the ways we hear God speak. Sometimes it's through other people. Sometimes it's through movies, which sounds weird, but I remember years ago sitting in the movie theater watching the Stephen King remake of Carrie, which is pretty like, I don't know. It's not where you'd expect to find God speaking, but I remember going on a Sunday night, sitting in the back of the theater, and towards the end, just tears rolling down my face as I just, God was speaking through that film, just about his grace and about his mercy. And it was powerful. Sometimes it's through other books. One of the main ways God speaks is, of course, through scripture. One of the things over the last several years that has sort of hit me in an odd way, I think, is sort of the unlearning of Bible study. So again, I grew up in church and a pretty legalistic religious sort of background. And one of the things we did on a regular basis was to study the Bible, which is interesting. I think the intention is for sure good. It's to know the scripture, to understand it, but it's often very much to from like a doctrinal stance to like understand or mine nuggets of truth that we could use to almost weaponize in our favor. So less about hearing really the voice of God, the heart of God, more of like reinforcing our beliefs and our understanding. And I think also just perhaps the whole, maybe it's just the phrase that's a little triggering to me, but like study, Bible study. Right. So I can spend time with God, which is interesting because God's always spending time. He's here right now, every second of the day. And again, like we said earlier, he speaks in a million ways through nature, through sounds, through music, through movies, through books, through people, through dreams. God's always speaking if we're paying attention. He's always, always trying to get our attention, I believe. But one of the things about the word study that kind of triggers me is like, imagine your spouse, like if you just set aside time and you said, you know, this is my spouse study time. I'm just going to get in there. I'm going to go through your biography. I want to know the dates and the things and all the facts. And I want to check the box. It just feels very clinical, like a very distant approach to wanting to spend time and hear from God. So again, that word Bible study, I'm sort of been out on that over the last couple of years. I think if I get invited to a Bible study, I'm probably out. But that's not to say like, I love scripture. I love the truth that it reveals. I love that Jesus is woven through it from the beginning to the end. It's all pointing to him, his rescue plan, his kingdom, his grace, the beautiful story of Jesus. I love scripture. I think what I've discovered is I don't like the way our modern Western approach to scripture of like mining it, stripping it, categorizing it, chunking it out, digging in deep. Like I don't know. There's something about it that just feels a little bit off to me. But what I discovered probably about 15 years ago now, I was introduced to this practice called Lectio Divina. And that's an ancient practice, really a monastic old practice. Of sort of like praying and listening and spending time with God through scripture. And it's Latin. Lectio Divina is Latin for divine reading. And so it's this sort of approach to scripture where instead of trying to strip it and mine it for what's in there, so you can sort of have this theological or doctrinal truth, it's more about listening on a personal heart level, right? To what God is saying to you. Not what he's saying to anybody else. That's really the magic of it that I love. Like, what is God saying to you? Not what he's saying to a different group. Not what he's saying to the Republicans or what he's saying to the Democrats or whatever, fill in the blank. What is God saying to you? And this is totally different. It's almost like you're praying the Bible, not studying the Bible. It's sort of a smash up between reading and listening and praying. I guess it would be like if you sort of went to coffee with Jesus, that's sort of what you would do. You listen, you talk, you think, sort of what we do with Lectio Divina. It's an ancient way to interact with scripture. And it goes back in my research, I think it started in the year 500 or 600. So it's, you know, thousands of years old. It's a monastic practice that the monks would use. And it's about really, the approach is really about slowing down and being present. And instead of like chunking it out, you know, I have some friends that have done the Bible in a year, and you do, you know, this plan where every day you read chapters and chapters and chapters of the Old Testament, New Testament. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing at all, but sometimes it's like too much is too much. You know, we've all been there. Too much is too much. There's a point where our brains can't even take in anymore. And this is so different than that. So Lectio Divina is not about reading a chapter or even a paragraph. I mean, you could, but really shorter is better. It's a verse or two, maybe three if you have to add one in there, but it's just taking this small nugget of scripture, one or two verses, and you're just spending some time with it. You're just approaching it in silence and being meditative, thinking about it, letting it speak to you, listening for what God has in it. And you repeat it a few times, and that's it. I mean, the whole thing takes 10 or 15 minutes. But what I've discovered, it is so rich and so beautiful and so wonderful. It's just a way that I love to interact with scripture, in a way I can really be present, get myself present to hear what God's saying to me. Again, it's not concerned with theological or doctrinal truths. It's about just listening. It's about listening to what God has for you. And I think it's beautiful, and it's been powerful for me. So what I wanted to do today is just share a little bit that. I want to take us through the process of Lectio Divina. You can join in as you're listening. You can just listen. You can pause or hear or delete if you need to be done, if this is not interesting to you. But I think if you've not tried this, I think it's something that you would find maybe very interesting and very rich, a new way to kind of hear God speak to you, a new way to kind of spend time with Jesus. That is so low pressure, that is so authentic. You know, Jesus has that scripture of like, if you're going to pray, don't do it on the street corner, don't do it in church, don't do it at the Bible study, just get away in I think he says like a closet. Lock yourself up in a closet by yourself. Just be there as honestly and truly as you can, authentically as you can, and God will start to come and be present, and the focus will shift from you to God. And that's sort of what Lectio is really good at, like shifting the focus from you and your preconceived notions of whatever, and just letting a scripture at a time just sort of penetrate and speak and soak in to it. And so what I want to do is just go through it. How you do it is really easy. I'll just break it down, and then we'll do it together. And and then it's something that you can take and do on your own. But really, again, short is better. Keep it brief, right? And so what we do is we take a passage, a verse or two. You can pick anything. I like to pick usually... You can pick anything in scripture, really. You could open it up and do like the random thing where you just pick a page and point to something. But really, I like to probably stick to maybe the Gospels. So that's the books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That's Jesus and his life and his teaching, his miracles. It's like the recording of his time. And so to me, that's super powerful. But you can pick anything. And today I'm going to choose a scripture from Romans chapter 8. But basically what you do is like we read a scripture, we chew on it slowly, carefully. It's almost like instead of like digesting it and moving through it, like typical Bible study, it's more of like savoring it. It's really about slowing down and just savor each word. It's a very different approach. It's like instead of like shoving down McDonald's or Burger King or Taco Bell really quickly at your lunch because you're hungry and you just got to get food. And it's less about that. It's more of like a really delicate, beautiful dessert. Almost like imagine like a tiramisu. Something just has these layers of just decadence and goodness. And you don't want to rush through that. Man, just let it sit on your tongue for a minute. Just enjoy the taste of it. Savor it. And what starts to happen is scripture, for me at least, I can only share my experience, but scripture begins to speak to us in a new and fresh way, in a very personal way, which I love. So step one is this. There's four steps to it. Step one is you get comfortable and you just sort of prepare your mind and your heart. You get somewhere comfortable. Maybe it's a hammock. Maybe you're walking. Maybe it's in your car. Maybe you're laying down. Maybe it's a comfy chair. And you just quiet yourself for a minute. Literally just spend about a minute or two in silence. Just preparing, right? Just sort of like setting the scene, setting the table, quieting your mind. We call this meditation, which sometimes freaks Christians out, which I don't understand, but it's like quieting your mind, just calming yourself, catching your breath, take some deep breaths, be quiet and still. That's step one. Pretty easy, right? So you do that for a minute or so. Step two is you read the scripture. You can do this in a group as well. I love doing Lectio in a group. You can do it by yourself, but basically you just read the scripture for the first time and you listen for a word or phrase that kind of stands out to you, that points, that sort of gets your attention, right? And then step two is you ponder, you meditate. As you read the scripture again, you just let it sort of sink in. You think about it. You let it sit in your mind. You kind of are listening for things that kind of rise up inside of you, like emotions or memories or thoughts that might come up. You just sort of ponder and meditate, sort of just, again, sitting with that scripture. And then you read it for a third time. And the last time, what you're looking for is, how do you respond? How does God want you to respond to that word or phrase, to whatever he's brought to your attention? How does Jesus want you to respond? So let's do that together. I think it'd be good just to try it. And you can use this as a template. And again, you know, this is, again, that's a good word for it. It's a template. You can modify as to your liking. There's no really right or wrong way to do this. Well, the thing I like about it is just the history. It's like, it's been around a long time. It's like stuff that's been around a long time. There's some staying power to it for a reason, right? It works. One of my favorite cocktails is the Old Fashioned. And I did a little bit of research on it. This is a side note, but the Old Fashioned has been around for almost 200 years and it's super simple. It's like three simple ingredients, but it's called the Old Fashioned because it's the way they made it a long time ago. People would ask, I want the Old Fashioned way, but it's been around for 200 years because it's stellar. It's like, you don't always have to reinvent, right? Some of the ancient stuff is the good stuff. So, all right, let's dig into this. I'm going to read the scripture. Before I do, let's just go ahead and find a spot that is comfortable and just start to clear our heads. I'm going to be quiet for a minute, so you're not going to hear me, but we'll just take a minute and sort of just collect your thoughts, to catch your breath, be still, quiet your mind. All right, let's do that. All right, I'm going to read the scripture the first time. And as I do, again, listen for a word or a phrase that stands out to you for any reason, right? Lord, just guide us, lead us. Just get our attention to where it needs to be. That's what I ask. So just listen. And just the other thing is, as you listen for what Jesus is saying, always, always remember whatever he's going to say to you is going to be kind. That's a really important piece. That's who he is. So the scripture I'm going to share is Romans chapter 8, verse 1 and 2. With the arrival of Jesus, the Messiah, that fateful dilemma is resolved. Those who enter into Christ being here for us no longer have to live under a continuous, low-lying black cloud. A new power is in operation. The spirit of life in Christ, like a strong wind, has magnificently cleared the air, freeing you from a fated lifetime of brutal tyranny at the hands of sin and death. So listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you. This is where you would just bring it up. You would just chew on it yourself. There's usually a word or a phrase that kind of catches you. For me, as I'm listening to this, I think it was that sentence, a new power is in operation, like a new way. God's doing something new, not how it used to work. It's something brand new. So we're going to read it again. And this time just ponder, meditate, just think about that phrase that stood out to you. Think about the context of the scripture as whole. Just let it just sink in. Be aware of any emotions or thoughts that might come up. With the arrival of Jesus, the Messiah, that fateful dilemma is resolved. Those who enter into Christ being here for us no longer have to live under a continuous, low-lying black cloud. A new power is in operation. The spirit of life in Christ, like a strong wind, has magnificently cleared the air, freeing you from a fated lifetime of brutal tyranny the hands of sin and death. Again, just think about a word, phrase. How does that sit with you? What thoughts come as you think? To me, again, another phrase that just sort of stands out is like a strong wind. I love that. Has magnificently cleared the air. Thank you, Lord. It's good stuff. All right, we're going to read it one more time. And again, these gaps, I'm rushing through this a little bit just for the sake of the podcast, but these gaps, you can sit with it for maybe 3 or 4 minutes, right? You can just chunk it out. So it takes 10, 15, 20 minutes in total. Adapt to your schedule. God's not worried about how much time it takes. He's really just listening to our heart. He knows our heart. If we're in it for 2 minutes, authentically trying to hear his voice, man, that's beautiful to him. So don't worry about the time frame. We're going to read it one more time. This time, as you listen to the scripture, the last step is kind of thinking about, now that I've heard the scripture, there's a phrase or a word that's kind of in my mind, in my heart. How does Jesus want us to respond? How does he want us to respond? Maybe it's sitting with it. Maybe it's being comforted. Maybe it's reaching out to somebody. Maybe it's forgiving somebody. Maybe it's letting go of some things. Maybe it's, I don't know, whatever it might be. That's your job to figure out. Just listen. God, how do you want me to respond to this? So let's do it again one more time. With the arrival of Jesus, the Messiah, that fateful dilemma is resolved. Those who enter into Christ being here for us no longer have to live under a continuous low-lying black cloud. A new power is in operation. The spirit of life in Christ, like a strong wind, has magnificently cleared the air, freeing you from a fated lifetime of brutal tyranny at the hands of sin and death. I love that. Usually at this point, I'd sit with it for a little longer. I'll just think, meditate, think how God's asking me to respond. That's our part, right? That's how we step in to engage scripture. And then I'll just be gratitude, just be thankful, just be grateful for who God is and what he's doing in this time we got to spend together. And again, keep it real. I think that's the biggest thing I can think as we don't mind or study scripture, so to speak. To me, scripture is Jesus's heart, right? It's God revealed to us. It's a very powerful way for him to speak. So the best thing we can do is authentically approach it. Let it read us as much as we read it. And that's what I find really beautiful about Lectio Divina. I hope this has been helpful for you. I hope that you try it. If this is new to you, I hope that you just take a minute, make this process sort of your own, do a little more research on it if you want, but man, give this a try. Find a scripture, a verse or two, go through the four steps. One, just still yourself. Two, listen for a word or phrase. Three, ponder, meditate on that word or phrase as you read the scripture again. And then finally, the last reading of the scripture is just, God, Jesus, how do you want me to respond? Thank you again for the feedback on this podcast. This has been a really fun journey for me to share. I've got emails and text and calls. I just appreciate the questions, the thoughts, the feedback that I've gotten. And if there's anything that is maybe interesting to you that you would like to ask or think about, or just maybe hear us chat about, I would love for you to get in touch. So you can do that by just sending an email to alsobrooks@gmail.com, alsobrooks@gmail.com. And then the other thing is this, if this has been interesting, if this is something that you like, this is just a favor, but from what I learn on the internet, if you give a review in Apple Podcast, if you give a good review, that helps it spread, helps more people find it. So if that's something that you'd be open to, it'd be a cool thing to do. And if not, of course, as always, no pressure, but thank you guys so much for listening. And until next time, peace.